We are in challenging times here in America. Well, we talked about just a few of those challenges today. There are many more in front of us, and no doubt more to come. These are times that are causing many to be fearful instead of faithful. If you're living by and in the Word of God, that shouldn't be you because of what Jesus declares in John chapter 16, verse 33. Jesus speaking, "These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world." It's an empowerment that you have been blessed with and are to put into action, the way that we're told in 1 John chapter 5, verse 4, "For whatever is born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith." It's a mistake to try to reason with or make sense of those who are the masterminds and pushers of what's challenging the stability around us. Unless they repent, well, their fate is pretty much sealed. This is what we're told in Proverbs chapter 19, verse 9. "A false witness will not go unpunished, and he who speaks lies shall perish." And in 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 3, we're told this, "By covetousness they will exploit you with deceptive words. For a long time their judgment has not been idle, and their destruction does not slumber." For those who have studied God's Word, the times that we're now in are not really surprising. We knew they would happen, just not when. This is why Jesus tells us this in Luke chapter 21, verse 36, "Watch, therefore, and pray always, that you may be counted worthy to escape all these things that will come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man." 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 3, also gives an alarm for us this way, "For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but according to their own desires, because they have itching ears, they will heap up for themselves teachers." 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 9 certainly gives us reason to stay awake and alert. Reading here, "The coming of the lawless one is according to the working of Satan with all power, signs, and lying wonders." So what are some of the falsehoods that we're seeing unfold before us? We recently looked at how God's own word is being corrupted for personal gain and intimidation. Paul in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 3 alerts us to these people, "But even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing." Today, maybe more than ever, lies are being treated as truth. These people are foretold in Psalm chapter 6, verses 8 and 9, "Lead me, O Lord, in your righteousness because of my enemies. Make your way straight before my face, for there is no faithfulness in their mouth. Their inward part is destruction, their throat is an open tomb. They flatter with their tongue." Those are the ones who consider blindness to be sight. The words of Jesus teaches us about them, turning to Matthew chapter 15, verse 14. "Let them alone. They are blind leaders of the blind, and if the blind leads the blind, both will fall into a ditch." We are living in the days when many sadly treat the darkness as the light. John chapter 3, verse 19 alerts us to these people, "And this is the condemnation, that the light has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light because their deeds are evil." So, with all that being said, what are we to do as children of God? Our path really isn't a guessing game. There are several actions that we're called to take. First and foremost, we suit ourselves in the whole armor of God. Paul explains this in Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 18. Spend some time with those verses, just in case you need a reminder. Another part of our battle plan comes to us from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 17. "Pray without ceasing." Now, that doesn't mean shut yourself off from any and all contact other than with God. Sit in your home and pray 24/7. Means to have a continuous conversation with God. And just as it is with any genuine, sincere conversation, listening is required on your part. Take what you receive in your times of prayer and follow the instructions from Jesus, which he gives in Matthew chapter 10, verse 27. "Whatever I tell you in the dark, speak in the light, and what you hear in the ear, preach on the housetops." Your mission, should you decide to accept it, sorry, couldn't help myself, has two parts to it. First is to endure by embracing what we learn in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 12. "If we endure, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he also will deny us." The second part becomes possible as you grow stronger in the first, overcome. Or as we read in Romans chapter 12, verse 21, do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good.